played Reverend Jeans a few times on the show over the... I don't know how long, actually. They're from Australia, and they've just announced a five-track EP called Time, which isn't actually going to be released until the 21st of November. So some they're releasing a number of singles in the run-up to it. And the first one to be taken from it, Plastic People, comes out at the end of this month, and that's what you've just heard by the band. If you want to find out more about them, Reverend Jeans on the socials, quite easy to find and worth tracking down. And then you heard Teenage Fan Club from the album Grand Prix. That was the 1994 single Sparky's Dream, which got to number 40 in the UK charts. Right, it's gone 9 o'clock on this Thursday night. We're into March. Last Thursday was a leap year Thursday, and we played music. Tonight, it isn't a leap year Thursday. I'm talking nonsense. Time to play something slow and a bit miserable.
me at all.
handful of songs, is it? But it's still rather lovely. Watch Me Fall by The Cure, taken from 2000's Blood Flowers album. That's how to lower the mood if you ever feel the need to do so. And then Echo Belly from 1997's Lustra album. That was the album track Angel B. The band are playing live later this year, including that gig at Lafayette that I think I've already mentioned. I might need to go to there. I think they're also playing Chinneries down in Southend. So that might be another one to go to if you want to go and see them live. the Stone Age, Threes and Sevens from the Era Vulgaris album. That was a single back in 2007, against number 19 in the UK charts. You then heard Long Pigs and Far. They released two albums, both of them absolutely brilliant in my opinion. That was taken from their debut album, The Sun Is Often Out, and that was a single back in 1996, getting to number 37 in the charts. I think there's sort of re-released nice versions of both of those albums, if you want to go out and treat yourself to something nice. And then Richard Hawley, he of great music and things, and plays in London, Standing at the Sky's Edge. Music by Richard Hawley. Go and see it if you like musicals. I can really, really recommend it. And then brand new music from Manchester's Red Light Effect. Full of Nothing is the name of the single, released on the 15th of March. Not much more about them, I must admit. I need to find out more about them. They were tipped for the top back in 2019, and then the world got in the way after 2019, didn't it really? Good new music from them. Full of Nothing is the single. The band are Red Light Effect.
Forever where the red lights are. FM.
we've been playing Low Moon for a little while, and we just did again, because that's what we do. Taken from their forthcoming album, I Wish You Way More Than Luck. That was Water. And then you heard the Zootons and their brand new single, taken from their forthcoming album. That is Creeping on the Dance Floor. Recorded in the studio with Mr. Nile Rodgers and also Ian Brody. The album is called The Big Decider and is released in April. And they've just announced a new date at Prism in Kingston. If you want to go and see them play live, the original date of that has sold out. And then That's All by The Wannadies, taken from the album Bagsy Me. I've been playing the A-listed latest single from them a few times now, but I fancied going a bit old school, back to 1997 for one of my favourite songs from them. But that isn't quite all. We have got one more song for you before Madeline's here with The Night Shift. Primal Scream from the album Screamadelica. This is the full Andy Weatherall mix of Come Together. Have a good one, everybody.